Brad Lidge comes on for the Phillies here in the ninth inning. Lidge during the regular season, 2-0, 41 saves, a 1.95 ERA. In the postseason, he has saved six more. And a 1.08 ERA. He will be facing Evan Longoria here in the ninth inning. Fans already on their feet. Three outs away. Lidge winds. And the pitch to Longoria. Good slider, strike one on the inside corner. Having him one to count to Longoria. Brad Lidge winds in the one strike pitch. Swinging a foul out of play. Lidge is ahead of him. No balls and two strikes. No outs. Those are three outs away. Fans waving the rally towels. They are on their feet, and this place is electric. Wind up by Lidge. The two strike pitch. Just missed a little bit wide. One ball and two strikes to count to Longoria. Yonder Navarro waits on deck. Then it'll be Rocco Baldelli. Wind up by Lidge, the 1-2 pitch. Up and in, two balls and two strikes. Now Lidge has the sign from Carlos Ruiz. A windup. The 2-2 pitch, swinging a high foul. It's out of play down the first base side. It's still two balls and two strikes to Evan Longoria. Bills 4, Rays 3. Ninth inning. Lidge. Winds and the pitch. Swing and a pop-up in the shallow center field. Chase Utley out. He squeezes it. That's one of them. One down here in the ninth inning. The batter will be Deanna Navarro. Navarro has walked, grounded into a double play, struck out.
They have not shown a hitter in the on-deck circle yet. We keep thinking it's going to be Hinsky. Left-handed batter with some power.
Got a pinch hit home run here the other night.
No, it's going to be Zobrist who's a switch hitter.
Here's Lidge's pitch. Navarro takes one over for a called strike. Nothing in one to count to Deanna Navarro. The windup by Lidge and the one strike pitch. Swing and a miss. No balls and two strikes. What a season Brad Lidge has had. Incredible. 47 saves and 47 opportunities, and now Jeff Kellogg, the plate umpire, wants to look at the ball.
Navarro
decides it's all right.
No. I mean, the bottom fell out of it, but it always does with his slider. Not like he's throwing a spitter.
Right. Tremendous slider. He's ahead of Navarro. No balls and two strikes. Wind up by Lidge. The 0-2 pitch. Swing, a broken bat looper into right. That's going to fall for a base hit. Navarro breaks his bat but loops his single to right. He is a one-out base runner. And it will bring on Ben Zobrist to pinch hit for Rocco Baldelli.
The slider, and it was bearing in on him a little bit, and they're going to bring Perez out now, I think,
yeah,
who can just absolutely fly. So this is a guy who can potentially steal a bag, and they're going to talk about him right now, too. We have not seen him in this World Series. He's the guy that scored that big run against the Red Sox in that long second game.
Fernando Perez is a base stealer. Zobrist the batter. Zobrist the switch hitter, batting left against Lidd. 1-10 in the postseason. Lidd stretches and the pitch. Over for a called strike, nothing and one. One strike to count to the pinch hitter Zobrist. Now a stretch. And the pitch, wide, one ball and one strike. On the count. Now the stretch. There goes Payne, and the pitch is a called strike, an easy stolen base for him. As Wheels mentioned, he'll run, and he did here. He gets into scoring position at second base. Silvers took the pitch. It's a called strike. It's one ball and two strikes.
Well, just a big player to bring off your bench. You can steal a bag like that, take the double play away, and put the tying run in scoring position with only one out. Now you really have to pay attention to him at second base.
Fernando Perez at Durham sold 43 bags. And later on at Tampa Bay late in the season, five more. So he sold 48 this year. He is now in scoring position. Two balls and a strike to Zobrist.
Pinsky just moved into the on-deck circle.
Now time is called as Lidge wants to talk it over with Carlos Ruiz. Two balls and a strike. Two Zobrist. Perez at second base. One out. Excuse me, the count is one ball and two strikes.
Well, it's 2-1, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, 2-1.
That's what the scoreboard has.
Yeah, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, right?
Okay. Now a stretch. And the pitch. Line drive to right field. Caught by Jason Wirth. Zobrist hit it on the nose, but at Jason Wirth for out number two. One away. Eric Hinsey comes on to pinch hit for Jason Bartlett.
Well, he had a slider, and it was a hanger, and he crushed that ball, but right at him to a broken bat hit, and then that one.
Hinsky, 1-for-1 in this World Series. It was a pinch-hit home run, and Rich Doobie is coming out to talk it over with Brad Lidge about how they want to work to Hinsky. We got Willie Ibar on deck.
Well, Hinsky's the guy that replaced Floyd. When Floyd came up with a bad shoulder, they activated Hinsky. This guy's been with a lot of teams.
Jeff Kellogg, the plate umpire, going out to try to speed up the conference. Rich Doobie comes back to the dugout. Hinsky has played for Toronto, Boston, and Tampa Bay. The 247 for the Rays this year with 20 home runs. And he steps in. Two outs in the ninth inning. At second base, Perez. Now the stretch. And the pitch to Hinsky. Bouncing ball to first base. It's a foul ball. One strike to Hinsky. Two outs, ninth inning. Lidge trying to get a final out here. Brad Lidge gets his side. Here's the stretch. The one strike pitch. He swung a called strike by Jeff Kellogg, saying he swung at the pitch. Hinsky can't believe it, but he is in the hole. No balls and two strikes.
Their bench is going crazy, too. Everybody waving at the home plate umpire. It was close.
One strike away. Nothing and two to count to Hinsky. Fans on their feet. Rally towels are being waved. Brad Lidge stretches. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. The Philadelphia Phillies are 2008 World Champions of Baseball. Brad Lidge does it again and stays perfect for the 2008 season. 48 for 48 in save opportunities, and let the city celebrate. Don't let the 48-hour wait diminish the euphoria of this moment and the celebration. And it has been 28 years since the Phillies have enjoyed a world championship, 25 years in this city that a team has enjoyed a world championship, and the fans are ready to celebrate. What a night. Phil's winning 4-3. As Brad Lidge gets the job done once again. Wow, what a season for Lidge.
Hey, how about this game tonight? This
oh,
is
wow.
great. Well, I mean, you think about all the things that happened since the resumption of play here tonight. And what a fabulous effort by this baseball team this year. The manager, Charlie Manuel, the coaching staff, and this city has a championship. It's been a long time. Sweet.
And the contributions of everybody. The contributions of everybody. Wheels
everybody.
Tonight, Pedro Feliz knocked in what proved to be the winning run. Carlos Ruiz had a great World Series. It was a total team effort.
Jeff Jenkins.
Yes,
pinch
Jeff
hit,
Jenkins.
Double.
Absolutely.
Pat Burrell hadn't had a hit in the World Series.
And he gets a lead off.
It's a big double.
So
I mean,
it was contributions
exactly.
from the entire team. And you can't say enough about the job the bullpen did, especially Brad Lidge.
It's just so neat to look out at that mound right now. Of course, they'll put the stage up out there, the outfield, and they'll do the presentations. And oh, I'll tell you what, it just makes you want to cry in a way. This is emotional. Man, whew.
There he is, spectator of the 45,000 here in attendance has left the house. They are celebrating here at Citizens Bank Park the World Championship of Baseball by the 2008 Philadelphia Phillies.